Hello there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my weekly music features, and today I'm delighted to be joined at the Chronicle office by Inspiral Carpets frontman Steve Holt. Hi there, Steve.
You're right, Si.
Thanks for dropping in again. It's really appreciate it. So, but for the benefit of the readers and the listeners, I thought it'd be nice to hear what's happening in the world of the Inspiral Carpets, Steve. So, obviously we've had the self-titled album released recently, and the single Let You Down with John Cooper Clarke has been out and done very well. What was the reaction to the Let You Down release, and how's the album gone? Feedback, etc.
As you know, so I think we've talked before, didn't we? But last year was a really busy year for the band, you know, especially when we were planning the album for about, it probably took about 6 months in total to sort of plan it and then get it recorded, and then a lot of times waiting for things to come out, you know, so you're getting really frustrated when you've got this great thing in your hands, you know, that you want to get out and people listen to get it eventually released. But it it came out October, I think, wasn't it? And it, I mean, the press we had for the album was it didn't sell as well as we'd hoped, really. I think you've made a little note there. It reached about 63 in the charts. That's right. Yeah, we'd hoped it'd do much better than that, and we believe, you know, the album deserved better than that as well. You know, we were really pleased with what we did. You know, that was a great album, but I think sort of a few little issues around some of the promotion of the album, and we didn't get a lot of backing from the radio, sort of, which we were a little bit upset about as well. You know, we thought we'd get probably a few more plays with what we'd done as well, but fans and the press love what we did, you know, and we loved it as well, which is sort of more important to us as well, you know. And then, as you know, we toured the album in December, and again, you know, the gigs were sort of sold out, went down really well, everyone sort of there thought we were brilliant, you know, live, and we loved it again, sort of, you know, it was just, we loved playing live, and you know, sort of went down well, so no, we were really happy.
There's definitely still an appetite for the Inspiral Carpets, I think, Steve. I think that was made quite clear in December on the tour. It was, like you say, sold out shows, and
they were, yeah. You know, I mean,
you must have taken a lot away from that between you all.
It's brilliant. I mean, the fan reaction is just, it's amazing. You know, everywhere we went, like I say, they were sort of virtually all sold out, and sort of the way we received sort of the reaction from the fans while they're watching, it's good down brilliant all the time, you know. And I know, I think, did you come to the Manchester gig? I think you did, didn't you?
I did, When
you're set for about a minute while everyone's singing Manchester sort of like to you while you're on stage, there's nothing better than that, is it? Excellent.
Well, obviously we're into 2015 now, and there's more dates booked for the Inspirals. Just give us a little bit of a flavour. We'll talk about Shed 7 in a moment. Before that, we've got a couple of festivals and dates. When's the next date for the Inspiral Carpets? Is it the May one in Edinburgh?
Yes, the main one is, we're doing the Gigantic All Day, the Indie Gigantic All Day at the Academy on the 26th of May. Yeah, I'll get that right, yeah. And we've got a couple of warm-ups before that. We've got a gig at the Hebdenbridge Trades Club, which is a great place, really small, intimate venue, you know, where it's sort of, it's just dead sweaty, and the crowd are right in front of you, you know, in front of your face, so it's brilliant there. I love playing there. We played there, I think it was 2 years ago, as a warm up for a festival, strangely, we were supposed to do in Leeds, but the Leeds festival got cancelled that year because of rain. The venue was waterlogged, but we still did Hebdenbridge. It was just a brilliant gig, you know. That'll be a great gig. And then I think the night after, we go to Carlisle, and then it's the Gigantic All Day, which is, it's gonna be brilliant as well, because you've got bands like the Bunnymen, who, God, I was, you know, a massive fan, of the Bunnymen in the 80s, Popolite itself, Gang of Four, I was a massive fan of them as well.
How did that come about, getting invited to do the Gigantic All Day, Steve?
It's just, they approached us, you know, obviously knew we were busy doing things last year with the album and the tour and everything, you know, so they approached us if we'd like to do it, and definite yeah from all of us, you know, because again, playing on the bill with a lot of your heroes and sort of bands that you loved in your younger days, it's great, isn't it, you know.
And looking further ahead, you've got the Shine Weekend at Butlins. Have you ever played at a holiday camp before, Steve?
No, but we did a gig last year in Spain, where we sort of stayed, the accommodation we stayed in was with all the bands in like a bit of a holiday accommodation thing, you know, like a leisure camp, and then the stage was across the road on the beach, you know, which was great as well. But no, I think it's it could be an interesting one, the Shine Festival, because you've got bands like the Mundys, the Farm, loads of sort of the old bands, Space, I think, there as well, loads of the old bands from back in the day, if you like, as well. So it could be quite messy, that one, I think. So, a weekend away in Minehead with all those people. Could be good fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Excellent. Yeah, and the Inspirals made a big announcement on their website really recently to say that they will be going on tour, a full tour in December. Is it supporting or alongside Shed 7?
Well, we're special guests. We are supporting them, but we're special guests, you know.
That's going to be quite a tour.
I think they're going to be brilliant gigs. I know a few people have said to us, you know, and you always get this, and it really annoys me. It's like, well, you know, why are you supporting Shed 7? They should be supporting you. But it's irrelevant, isn't it? You know, you're putting on a great gig with two sort of iconic bands from the 80s, 90s, early 90s, and stuff like that. It's just, you know, go along and enjoy it. Shows are sold out already, you know. So
I know Shed 7 did support the Inspirals back in the early 90s. Now,
early 90s,
is it this joint tour in December, is it because Rick Whitter maybe, or one of the Shed 7 members, is friendly with one of your guys, or is it just... Is it a promotional thing?
I think it's more of a promotional thing, really. Yeah. Sort of, with SGM, there's links there. We do some work with SGM.
Yeah.
And Shed 7, they do their tours. I think they normally go out on the road every 2 years, and it's 2 years since the last shows they did. And I think they normally do it around December. But we were really pleased when they asked us to do it, because this year we decided, after last year being pretty busy and pretty full on, like I say, with the album and the tour and a lot of gigs abroad as well, we thought we'd have a little bit of a quiet year, let the album breathe a little bit, settle in, you know, still try and push that a little bit, but just do things like the Gigantic Indie All Day thing. We're also doing a festival, which we didn't mention, in York, the Apollo Festival, and then the Shine Weekender, and maybe do a little bit of recording, you know, see how it goes as well. But when Shed 7 approached us about doing this gig, you know, this tour with them, it's definite, you know.
So it's a case of having a bit more time off work then in December.
Definitely.
So you mentioned maybe possibly recording then.
No plans at the moment for an album. We have discussed making another album with the label we're on at the moment, Cherry Red, but that probably is going to be sometime next year. But we've explored a few ideas about maybe putting a one-off single out. We're not doing Record Store Day this year. We normally, for the last 3 years, have done something for Record Store Day in April, but we're not doing this year, mainly because we pushed things quite hard last year with the album. Let You Down came out quite late, sort of last year as well, didn't it, as well? So just letting all that breathe really and settle down and you know, see how things go, if we can get a little bit more life out of that as well. Sort of just maybe sort of put out one small release this year, a single, some plan. Nothing firm planned yet, but we hope to be doing something. Yeah.
But it still promises to be, you know, the Inspiral carpets are still definitely still you know,
not hanging in there.
And then you top it all off with your Nationwide tour again at the end of the year.
Yeah, so exactly.
So there'll be, you know, the readers and the listeners will be hearing lots more about Inspirals this year.
Actually, this Thursday, which is tomorrow, but it won't matter for the readers of the paper, we're on Vintage TV doing a session on that as well. So things are doing well, at least we're getting sort of asked back to do things. People are still interested, like saying the band, and want to see us and hear us play live, don't they, you know? So it's great.
Steve, you've had another project on, but we'll hear about Steve's other project with the Rain Kings in part two of our interview, which will follow next week. But for now, thanks very much, Steve Hall.
No, thank you very much, Sam. Nice speaking to you as always.